弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今年夏天主日信息的主题是发光的敬虔品格。
This summer, the theme of our sermons are godly characters that shine.
每次的信息都会从圣经里面挑选一个人物。
So in every message, we will pick a character in the Bible.
我们挑选的多半不是特别出名的。
And most of the characters we picked are not the most famous ones.
但是这些人在一些事情上显出了难能可贵的品格。
However, these people, in certain ways, they have shown very special characters.
一方面荣耀神，一方面值得我们效法。
Which are glorifying to God and also something that's worthy of our following.
上个主日我请艾保罗牧师先讲。
And last Sunday, I asked Pastor Paul to give a message first.
现在考试看大家上礼拜讲到有没有专心听。
I'm going to give you a little quiz.
上主日的信息当中，艾保罗牧师提到一个人。
In the message last Sunday, Pastor Paul has mentioned about one person.
他在耶利米被恶人丢到井里有生命危险的时候，冒险到王面前为耶利米求情。
And this person actually pleaded to the Lord when the prophet Jeremiah was thrown into the cistern, and he went to plead in front of the Lord to plead for him. Who was this person?
对，这个人是谁？
Who is this person?
是个太监。
He's a eunuch.
名字。
And what is his name?
也不算他的名字是吧？圣经里面怎么记的
？Well, how is it written in the Bible?
以伯米勒。
His name is Ebed Melech.
Okay. 好，我们今天要看的小人物是《使徒行传》第九章。
Okay, so today's character we're gonna talk about is in the Book of Acts.
这个主角有两个名字。
So this character has two names.
大比大是亚兰文。
Tabitha is in Aramaic.
多加是希腊文。
And Dorcas is in Greek.
意思都是羚羊。
And they both mean a gazelle.
这件事情最引人注意的当然是死人复活。
So in the story, the most amazing thing is about the dead person resurrected.
耶稣在世的时候曾经行过神迹，叫死人复活，这已经让人惊讶万分了。
So when Jesus was alive and he has performed miracles to raise the dead from the death to alive to be alive.
如今在使徒行传，他的门徒彼得竟然也能够让死去的多加复活，这当然是一件非比寻常的事。
And that performed by Jesus was already pretty amazing. However, even his disciples, after Jesus has left, were able to resurrect dead people from life, and that is very, very amazing.
虽然我们今天信息的重点不是在谈死人复活，但是值得提一下。
The focus of today's message is not about resurrection. However, it's worth of our spending some time to talk about it.
所谓的神迹，顾名思义，是神的作为。
So when we talk about miracle, that means is the act of God.
所以行神迹的并不是彼得。
So the one who actually performs the miracle is not Peter.
而是神借着彼得行了这神迹。
It is God's act done through Peter.
一切的主权是在于神。
So the highest authority is in God.
在这件事情之前，在使徒行传第七章。
And prior to this incident, in chapter 7,
耶路撒冷一位很爱主的同工斯提凡，因为传福音被人活活的打死。
A believer named Stephen, who is really following God, he was stoned to death.
彼得和其他使徒都在耶路撒冷。
And at that time, Peter and other disciples are all in Jerusalem.
神并没有叫他让他们叫斯蒂凡从死里复活。
However, God did not use Peter and other disciples to raise Stephen from death.
那在这件事情之后，在使徒行传十二章
，and later after this incident in chapter 12,
与耶稣最亲近的三个门徒之一的雅各，也在希律王的逼迫之下被杀了。
One of the three closest disciples to Jesus whose name is James. He was also murdered by the king.
神也没有使用彼得行神迹，叫雅各从死里复活。
And at that time, God also did not ask Peter to did miracle through Peter and to raise James from death.
所以神为什么在这里让彼得行神迹，叫多加复活？真正的原因只有神知道。
So in this incident, why God uses Peter to raise Dorcas from death? We don't really know, and probably only God knows.
不过在这里有一件有点意思的事情，是我们读中文或英文圣经都不太容易注意到。
However, here is something that's kind of interesting. However, if you read it in English or in Chinese, you may not necessarily be able to catch it.
马太、马可、路加三卷福音书都记载了耶稣行过的一件神迹。
There's one miracle that was recorded in Mark, Matthew, and Luke.
就是管会堂的雅尔鲁，他女儿死了，耶稣让他从死里复活。
That is one of the synagogue leaders.Daughter who actually died, but then Jesus raised her from death.
当时耶稣到了雅鲁家之后，让旁边的众人都出去。
So when at that time Jesus went to this house, went to Jairus, the synagogue leader's house, and then he asked everybody to leave the house.
他只带着孩子的父母，还有彼得、雅各、约翰。进到孩子所在的地方。
And Jesus only brought the dead girl's parents and Peter, James, and John into go into the room.
马可福音特别记载说。
And especially in the book of Mark, it was recorded.
这时耶稣对死掉的女孩说了一句：“大力大鼓米。”
So at this point, at this time, Jesus said to this girl, "Talitha kum."
这句话不是一个魔咒。
And this is not a magical spell that Jesus was saying.
而是亚兰文。
Is Aramaic.
意思是闺女起来。
And that means a little girl, get up.
然后这个女孩就活过来了。
And at that point, this girl resurrected.
现在跟使徒行传第九章比较一下。
Now we compare this to chapter 9.
彼得同样叫众人出去。
Peter also asked everybody to leave the room.
然后他跪下来祷告。
He knelt down and he prayed.
我们不知道他祷告的时候向神说了什么。
We don't know exactly what he prayed about.
也不知道神向他说了。
We also do not know what God said to him.
但是非常有意思的，彼得口里冒出来的“大比大起来 ”，Talitha kum， 跟耶稣当初所说的 “Talitha kum” 非常相似。
However, at that time, the words came out of Peter's mouth, and that was "Talitha kum," and that sounds very similar to when Jesus was saying, which was "Talitha kum."
大比大和大力大。只有一个字母不一样，而且发音非常相似。
Talitha and Tabitha are very similar. There's only one letter that's different.
非常可能彼得在祷告的时候，神引导他想起耶稣当中用亚兰文所讲的那句 Talitha kum.
And it's very likely that when Peter was praying, and God reminded him of what Jesus was saying, and in the Aramaic, which was Talitha kum.
他就用多加的亚兰文的名字说出了 Talitha kum.
And then Peter uses Dorcas's name in Aramaic, and then Peter said Talitha kum.
好，我们现在回到今天信息的主要重点。
And now let's go back to the main focus of today's message.
我觉得这件事情里面有另外一个问题很值得问。
I think there is a question that's really worth of our asking in this incident.
就是为什么多加都已经死了？约帕城里面的门徒还打发人去别的城找彼得，请他赶快过来。
And that is, why is it that Dorcas is already dead? And then all these people in the city of Joppa still ask people to go and look for Peter and ask him to come to the city.
当然，他们请彼得来，一定是希望彼得能行神迹救活多加。
And obviously, it looks like those people they want Peter to come and to help to raise Dorcas from death.
但他们应该知道这样的期望是远远超过一般正常的请求。
But they should have known that this is more than what they should be asking for.
而且在那之前，彼得没有行过叫死人复活的神迹。
Especially before this incident, Peter has not performed any miracle that would raise people from death.
我们都知道，在这世上每个人都是免不了会死亡的。
And we know that everybody in this world will eventually die.
所以，当我们身旁的人死亡的时候， 在绝大多数的情形之下，我们再怎么样伤心难过，都会面对现实的接受。
So that when people around us die, we may be very sad and very discouraged, but then we will eventually still accept the fact of death.
当然，我也亲眼见过几个例子，是家属祈求神行神迹，让死人复活。
I do experience some incidences when there are families who actually ask God to perform miracles so that they can raise their loved ones from death.
但那都是因为死亡的发生太突然，让死者最最亲爱的家属无法承担。
However, this was out of some urgent feelings because death may have come suddenly.
其实我陪伴许多家庭处理丧失亲人的痛苦之后，就越来越能够接受家属做这样祷告的心情。
Many times I have accompanied families to arrange for things after their loved one's death, and then I can more and more experience and understand how they feel during this time.
我也相信家属们如此迫切呼求的时候，神是分分秒秒都与他们同在。
And I also believe that God was with them every single second when they come.Fourth, urgent prayers.
不过这篇多加的例子很特别。
However, in the case of Dorcas, it's very special.
这些非常爱他、迫切希望他能从死里复活的人，不是他的亲属。
These people, those who love her very much, and those who so urgently want her to come back from death, are not her families.
而且他是患病而死。不是突然发生意外死的。
And Dorcas actually died from sickness, and she didn't just suddenly die.
很显然，多加在这些人的心目当中有一个非常特别的地位。
So obviously, Dorcas has occupied a very special position in these people's hearts.
究竟他是个什么样的人
？So what kind of person was Dorcas?
让周围的人如此在乎他。
So then people around her care so much about her.
我们就仔细来看。
So let's look at it.
首先在九章三十六节说他广行善事多施周济。
In chapter 9 verse 36 it says she was always doing good and helping the poor.
我相信在座每一位都行过善，都周济过穷人。
And I'm sure most of us here in the sanctuary have done good and have helped the poor.
我们都认同这是好事，我们里面也有颗愿意的心。
We all agree that it's something good to do and we're all willing to do it.
但多加难能可贵的地方是在这一节提到他行善和周济的时候，还多加了一个形容词。
However, what's special about Dorcas is that when they are describing her doing good and helping the poor, there is an adjective.
英文这个 King James Bible 是照着希腊文的意思直接翻成 full of， 就充满了很多。
So in the English translation, King James Version translation is It's translating according to the Greek words, and that's full of, which means is full of, is a lot.
中文圣经很典雅的翻成广和多。
And the Chinese is very classically translated into wide or many.
而英文新国际版圣经很强烈的翻作 always， 它总是在行善周济穷人。
So in the English NIV version, the translation uses the stronger words, and that means always, all the time.
无论用什么字来翻，很明显，行善和周济穷人是多加常常做的事。
So whatever the translation is, it always means that Dorcas does good and helps the poor all the time, always.
多到一个地步，他在每个人的心目当中。就是一个总是在热心行善周济穷人的人。
And she helped people so much that in everybody's heart, she just represents helping.
在海外住过一段时间的人都可能听过知道类似的事。
So for people who came overseas and lived for a while, we may have a similar experience.
就是大家一讲到某一个城市，很多人马上会想起那个城里面有一个特别有爱心的人。
So when you mention, somebody mentioned about a certain city, and people will always automatically thought of a person who lived in the city who are extremely helpful.
所以一听到有朋友要搬去那个城，就会推荐说，哎呀，你到那个城以后，马上就去找那个某某某，他一定会帮你忙的。
So when they know of a friend who is going to move into that city, they will tell the friend, oh, you know what? Just go to that city and look for such and such person because the person is very helpful. Or if you heard of somebody who came from that city.
我们就问他,
and people will ask right away, do you know of the such and such person in that city?
他们不但都认识,
most people, not only do they know them, they have most likely have received help from this person, and then they sing praises of him.
在华人当中, 当然不是每一个城都一定有一位特别爱心出名的人。
So among Chinese communities, not necessarily we can find such kind of person in all cities.
但在美国, 真的是有好几个城, 有几位华人是如此的以爱心出名。
In the U.S., however, in many cities, we actually know of some Chinese person or people. In those cities, they are full of help. In our city, especially, we have such people too. And they are in our church.
在我们这个大学城,每年从各地涌来的人数,数目相当可观。
This college town every year receives many, many new students.
那需要帮助的人, 哎呀, 跟我这个做牧社联络, 不稀奇。
So those people, newcomers, they come and then they get in contact with me as, you know, as a pastor. It's nothing new.
或者照着我们教会网页上列的那些名字, 跟我们的同工联络, 也不稀奇。
Or they go online and check our website and then they contacted the main co-workers from our church, and that's nothing special either.
但我们教会有几个家庭,
however, there's some families in our church.
比如说满仓竞争啊, 自群子音啊,
like 满仓竞争, or 子音 and 自群。
这些年来真的是以爱心的服事建立了远传外地的好名声。
And in the past, you know, so many years, they have established the name that actually has traveled to different cities, and people know about their good deeds.
我刚刚讲过，我们绝大多数的人都行过善，都周济过穷人。
So I just mentioned that the most of us have done good and have helped the poor.
但是多加与众不同的地方是，一般人只是
However, the difference between Dorcas and some of the rest of us is that most of us that we do good sometimes.
有时做,
sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't.
有时愿意,
sometimes we're willing, sometimes we're not.
还有的时候非常不愿意,
sometimes we're extremely unwilling.
而多加却似乎永远热心，总是有一颗。
However, Dorcas seems to be always willing, always willing to help out others.
能够在一个城中建立如此好名声的人, 多半是跟多加一样。
So for someone who can have such a name like Dorcas,
是长时间的,相当一致的,有难能可贵的表现。
Because they can consistently and also do good long term.
其实我们教会还有 另外好几个家庭也都已经在做这爱心的服事。
And actually in our church there is many other families that are also helping out and you know by their with their love.
真的是很感谢主。
And I really thank the Lord.
那我真的是盼望我们每一个在城这个城里面会住的比较久的家庭都有这样的心智。
And I really hope that the families who are staying in this town for a longer term can have this kind of dedication too.
行善和周济是件好事。
So doing good and helping the poor is a good thing to do.
但哥林多前书13章有一句令人发人深省的话。
So in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, there is a passage that's important for us to take a look at.
我若将所有的周济穷人又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to the hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
的确, 人有可能行很多善事, 心中却没有真正的爱。
Indeed, it's possible that you've done a lot of good, but there's no love.
比如说今天有很多名人和大企业家都捐很多钱给慈善机构。
For example, there is a lot of famous people or wealthy business people. They donate a lot of money.
但这些人平常未必都以爱心来对待他们周围的人。
However, in their lives, they may not necessarily treat people around them with love.
而多加呢,
However, for Dorcas,
我们仔细看这段经文
let's check it out in the passage.
会发现他之所以广行善事多施周济并不是因为他很有钱
And we notice that the reason that she does a lot of good and then she helps with the poor is not because she has a lot of money.
实际上她很可能也是一位寡妇
In fact, she may very likely well be a widow herself.
还是需要靠双手做工来维生的穷寡妇
And she may very well be a person who actually still have to work with her own hand to make a living.
所以她有的并不是很多的钱
so she,
而是很多的爱心
She may not necessarily have a lot of money, but she has a lot of love.
她关心照顾到很多的寡妇
So she cares and take care of a lot of widows.
经常和他们在一起
She is with them all the time.
多加对他们的爱有多细腻呢
How much does Dorcas love these widows?
她亲手为他们做衣服
She made clothing for them
里衣外衣都做
And including robes and other clothing
当彼得来的时候这些寡妇把多加为他们做的衣服都拿出来给彼得看
So when Peter arrived at that place these widows they presented the robes and clothing that Dorcas made for them
我想他们不是说哎，彼得你看这个手工做得多好、啊、
So I guess they're not trying to show Peter how well these are made
甚至也不是说你看这个数量有多少
Or they're trying to say see how many these are made
而是这一件一件的衣服每一针每一线都代表了多加的爱
However they're showing Peter that every stitches on these clothing are representing the love of Dorcas
多加是以爱心关怀到这每一个人
So Dorcas care for every person around her through her love.
我1983年刚来美国读研究所的时候，很幸运的遇到一对夫妇像多加一样用爱心关怀我。
In 1983, when I first came to the U.S. For graduate studies, I was very lucky to have known of a couple who are just like Dorcas, and they took care of me.
起初这对夫妇是到机场去接新生。
In the beginning, they went to the airport to pick up new students.
其中他们接的一位新生，后来和我以及另外两位新生合租了一个公寓。
So one of the students that they picked up later on rented an apartment with me and two other new students.
这对夫妇就干脆把我们四个人都收容了。
So these the couple eventually adopted all four of us.
每周带我们去买菜。
Every week they took us for grocery shopping.
而且好几次我们缺一些文具和家庭物品的时候，他就跟我们说：“哎，不要买，我们家有。”然后他们就拿来给我们。
And many times when we need some stationaries or some items for the household, they would say, oh, don't worry about it. Don't spend your money to buy it. And then they would took theirs and give to us. So in the beginning, I wasn't paying attention to it. I thought that, well, they have jobs and, you know, they have income, so they must be well-to-do.
直到有一天他们请我到他家里吃饭。
Until one day, they invited us to their house for dinner.
我一进去才发现他们一家三口住的公寓比我们住的还小。
And as soon as I went in, I realized that the apartment that they lived in, for the whole family of three, was smaller than the apartment that I lived in.
家里用的东西跟我们这些穷学生没两样。
And then the stuff that they use in their house is the same as the stuff that we use as students in our apartment.
我后来才知道，当时做博士后的人的工资是很低的。
And later, did I realize that as postdocs, their salary are not very high.
那天晚上我心里受到的冲击很大。
So that night, I was greatly impacted.
特别我回想到一件事情，心中很后悔。
And especially, I recall one incident, and I feel very sorry about it.
后悔的是有一次我透过报纸的广告看到有人要卖旧电视
And I regretted about this incident which was at one time I looked at the classified ads and then I saw somebody was selling a TV
那个电视的荧幕很大有25英寸哇看起来会很过瘾
And it was a big TV it has 25 inches of screen and I thought that it would be good for watching football
价钱又很低，只要$50。
And it was not selling for a high price. It was asking for $50.
所以我电话上问好以后，就决定要买。
So I made a phone call and then we made a deal.
只是我没车。
But I don't have a car.
这么大电视我搬不了。
And I could not move that huge TV.
我就打电话给那对夫妇。
So I called the couple.
想请那位先生开车带我去搬。
And I wanted to ask help from the husband so that he can drive me.
电话是他太太接的。
And the wife answered the phone.
他没有推辞我。
And she didn't say no.
只问我可不可以再过一两天才去办。
And then, however, she said that could we wait for another day or two?
因为他先生那天下午才刚拔了牙，很疼，回家之后已经先睡了。
Because her husband just had an extraction that afternoon and he was really tired and in pain, so he went to bed early. However, I was having no sense.
我说我已经跟买主讲好了，我一时间又找不到别人开车带我去买啊，去搬呢。
So I told the wife that, you know, I already made a deal with the owner and then I really need to take that TV right now.
结果那天晚上那位先生还是来了。
So that same night, the husband still came.
在下着大雪的晚上，开车带我开了很远的路去买那个电视。
And it was snowing, and he drove me for a long distance to pick up that TV.
又在大雪当中，很疼的，很辛苦的，帮我搬那台又大又重的电视。
And also in the heavy snow, he was still in pain, but still helped me to move that huge and heavy TV to my apartment.
那天晚上他走了之后，我只想到很得意的跟我的室友炫耀。我这么便宜买到这么大的电视。
And after he left, the only thing I care about was to show off my huge TV to my roommates and boast about how cheap I have gotten it.
那其中一位室友是已经结婚比较年长的对我说。
And one of the roommates who was married and he was a little bit older than me and he told me that.
你知道吗？这对夫妇才刚生小孩。
He said that, do you know this couple who helped you out? They just had a baby themselves.
先生又才刚拔了牙。
And the husband just had an extraction.
他们却愿意这样帮你，真的是很难得。
And they are willing to help you sacrificially, and this is something very special.
很遗憾的是，我当时真的像少了根筋一样，完全体会不到别人爱心的牺牲有多大。
However, at that point, I was not very bright, so I didn't appreciate how much they have done for me.
一直到那天晚上到他们家吃晚饭的时候，我才恍然大悟的意识到我的亏欠有多大。
And it's not until later on when I went to their house for dinner, I realized that how much they have done for me.
后来他们要搬走的时候，我已经信主。
And later on, they are moving, and at that time, I have already knew Jesus Christ.
我坚持要去帮他们打扫清理公寓。
I insisted that I went to their apartment and helped them to clean up the apartment.
一去才发现还有好几位学生都去。
And when I went, I realized that there's many other people just like me. They volunteered to go and help them out.
一个个都是带着感恩的心去。
Everyone who went are full of appreciation.
这些年来，我一直跟这对夫妇他们一家保持联络。
And for all these years, I have kept contact with these couple.
感谢神，几年前他们也成为全职的牧师。
And I praise the Lord because just a couple years ago, the husband has become a full-time minister as well.
在另外一个城，继续以爱心服侍许许多多的人。
And in a different city, they continue to serve other people with love.
多加还有一件值得我们注意的事情。
And there's another thing about Dorcas that is worth of our attention.
36节说她是耶稣基督的门徒。
In verse 36, the Bible says that she is a disciple of Jesus.
这边英文圣经只简要的翻作 disciple, 门徒。
In the English translation, it's translated into disciple.
在希腊原文里面很清楚的是女性。
In Greek, it's very clear that it's talking about a female disciple.
所以中文圣经翻作女徒、女门徒。
So in Chinese translation, it's translated as a female disciple.
这样子一个女性的方式出现的门徒，在整本新约圣经里面，这是唯一出现的一次。
In the whole New Testament, this is the only time that a disciple is described as a female disciple.
用在多加的身上。
And this is used on Dorcas.
而且从历史的时间上来看，在早期教会的基督徒当中，多加应该算是信主比较早的一位。
Especially from the historical point of view, we can see that Dorcas is most likely one of the very early female believers.
当时教会也才从耶路撒冷往外扩散没有多久。
At that time, church just begun to start around Jerusalem, outside of Jerusalem.
而多加已经在约帕那座小城里面，是其他基督徒所认识、 所知道的一位女门徒。
And that time, Dorcas is already a female disciple that's known well, is well known in the little town called Joppa.
甚至是一位令人尊敬爱戴的好姐妹。
And she's also a person who that many people respected.
四十一节提到多加活过来之后，彼得把他交给众圣徒和寡妇们。
And in verse 41, it says that after Dorcas was raised from death, Peter presented her to the believers and the widows.
显然有一群基督徒与多加有很好的关系，也有一群寡妇与多加有很好的关系。
So we can see that there are believers who have good relationship with Dorcas, and there are widows who are also very close to Dorcas.
这两群人多半有些重叠。
And there might be some overlap among the two groups.
不过学者们分析后都同意。
However, the scholars they all agree.
多加所关怀的寡妇们包括了信主的以及还没有信主的。
That the widows that Dorcas care for are both believers and non-believers.
很可能其中一些信主的寡妇还是多加带信主的。
And it's very likely that some of those believers, widows, are led to Christ by Dorcas.
四十二节说这事传遍了约帕，就有许多人信了主。
And in verse 42, it says that this became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
那这里的这是指的是什么？
So here it says this. What does this mean?
我同意，当然最引起众人注意的一定是多加死而复活这件事。
So I agree that the most obvious part of it is the fact that Dorcas actually came from death.
但是我们知道这件事情的最大的意义。不只是在死而复活，而是多加这个人整个的生活见证。
So, however, I believe that the even bigger meaning of this entire incident is not just about resurrection, but also about the living testimony that Dorcas has.
从圣经的很多实例我们可以看到，那些是因为见着神迹而相信的人，往往信得很肤浅。也不持久。
Many examples in the Bible teach us that for those who believe in God because of witnessing miracles, usually those kind of faith is very shallow.
所以约翰福音第二章说
Therefore, in chapter 2 of the book of John,
有许多人看见耶稣行的神迹就信了他的名。
Many people saw the signs that Jesus performed and then they believe in Jesus.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
However, Jesus would not entrust himself to them.
他知道人心里所存的是什么。
For he knew all people.
后来耶稣用五个饼两条鱼喂饱五千人之后。
And later on, Jesus feed 5,000 people with five loaves of bread and two fish.
耶稣有很多人有某个程度的相信。
At that time, many people also believe in him to some degree.
他们一直要跟着耶稣
and they like to follow Jesus around.
但是耶稣向他们发出挑战
But Jesus give them a challenge.
要他们真正在每天的生活当中来信靠他
He wants them to follow him every single day.
在这时候就有许多人退去不跟随他
And then many people decided not to follow him anymore.
神迹是可以让人在一时之间因惊讶而相信
Therefore, a miracle could let peopleBelieve in God for a short while because they are amazed.
但是要像多加一样，在约帕为主发光，后来影响许多人信主，关键在于生命的见证。
However, we have to be like a Dorcas, that she could shine for God in the city of Joppa, and then to lead people to Christ because of her characters.
最后，我用一个真实的见证来结束。
Lastly, I'm going to conclude with a real-life testimony.
在十几二十年前，纽约市有很多的制衣厂雇佣了中国来的非法移民做廉价劳工。
In more than two decades ago, in New York City, there are a lot of clothing factories. They hire illegal immigrants to make clothing.
这些人的生活很苦。
And the workers' lives are very poor.
后来有基督徒开始向这些制衣厂女工传福音。
So there are Christians. They try to share the gospel with these factory workers.
神为其中一位基督徒姐妹开了门。
And God opened a door for one of the Christian sisters.
有制衣厂的老板愿意让他在中午休息的时候拿福音信的诗歌和信息的录音带去放给这些女工们听。
So the one of the owners of the factory, is willing to let one of the Christian sisters bring gospel tapes and some music, and messages to show to the workers during lunch break.
因为反应很好，后来去的次数越来越多。
And they receive very positive responses, so they go more often.
而且连别的制衣厂老板也邀他们去。
And also other factories are inviting them to go to their places too.
他不只是有他先生的支持。
So this Christian sister not only has a full support from her husband,
还有另外一位很好的基督徒姐妹与他配搭，两个人就这样一点一点的做。
And she also had a very good sister co-worker to work with her, and then they just do little by little every day.
后来发展到一个地步，他们开始带这群制衣厂女工有固定的主日崇拜。
Later on, it became a bigger gathering, and then they eventually led these factory workers to have a regular Sunday worship.
1997年，他们寻求一些宗派以及教会的支持。
In 1997, they seek financial help from some congregations.
那我跟我们教会的长子们分享这个事工的需要以后，同工们都愿意支持。
And I share their story with our church leaders, and then we all agree to financially support them. So at that point, we don't have a large budget, so we could only afford $50 every month. However, after a few decades, they still remember that and mention about that.
说我们教会是当时第一个支持他们的教会。
And they kept saying that our church is the first church that helped them financially.
其实真正令人佩服的是他们。
And actually, who deserve the respect are they, not us.
不只是把一个教会建立起来了。
Because they establish a church.
现在人数可能比我们教会还多。
And it could, at this point, they may be a bigger church, may even be a bigger church than ours.
后来还在纽约市的布鲁克林建立一个专门为移民免费提供各样服务的中心。
And they later even start a center in Brooklyn, in New York, to help new immigrants for many things.
聪明的人要不要猜一猜这个中心叫什么名字
？And do you want to guess what center this is?
多家中心。
It's called Dorcas Center.
多家中心每年暑假都主办暑期圣经学校。
So every summer they hold a VBS Vacation Bible School.
让那些来自低收入家庭的孩子们可以得到好的关怀和照顾。
So that children from lower income families can be taken care of in the summer.
两年前由艾保罗牧师带队我们教会第一次有一批弟兄姐妹去多家中心参与暑期圣经学校的服事。
Two years ago, Pastor Paul started our first Brooklyn mission trip to help with Dorcas Center.
去年是第二次又有去年第二次。
Last summer was our second mission trip.
今年七月初会有十多位弟兄姐妹去。
This summer in early July, we're going to make our third trip.
其实暑期圣经学校只是多家中心事工的一部分。
So the Vacation Bible School is only one of their ministries.
平常在多家中心每天从早到晚都是人进人出。
And every day actually at Dorcas Center, there's many people coming in and out.
有很多免费的课程。
Because they have a lot of classes, free classes.
据我所知，有不少人因着多家中心而接触到福音，后来信主。
And I have known many people that have accepted Jesus Christ through Dorcas Center.
今天制衣厂的黄金时期已经过去了。
And nowadays the clothing factories are not as prosperous as before.
但是这两位姐妹至今还每周几次固定去几个制衣厂。
However, the two sisters are still consistently every week going to clothing factories.
而且多家中心也成了布鲁克林地区一个很有好名声、为主发光的灯台。
The Dorcas Center, also in Brooklyn, is a very famous center that has is well known for its good deeds.
所以神不只是在2000年前能够使用多家 在约帕做约帕之光。
So not only did God use a Dorcas in more than 2,000 years ago to do good deeds in the city of Joppa.
今天只要我们有愿意的心，神也可以使用我们来做我们的小城之光。
Today, here in our little college town, as long as we have our, a willing heart, God can use us as well.
好，等一下我们会要唱一首诗歌，把冷漠变成爱。
Later we're gonna, very soon we're gonna sing a hymn together. It's called Fill Our Hearts with Love.
但在唱之前，我们要复习一下今天的信息。
However, before that, we're going to give a review quiz.
好，今天信息当中提到多家哪三方面的榜样？
So what are the three examples that Dorcas has set for us? So she's always doing good and help the poor.
好，这是一个别人都可以看得到。就是从表面上可以看得到他在做的事。
So this is something that she has done that can be seen by everybody.
第二是什么？
What's the second point?
以爱心来关怀别人。
She cares for others with love.
这是别人可以感受到他对别人真诚的爱。
This is something that people can feel with their heart.
第三是什么？
What's number three?
他是耶稣基督的门徒。
She is a disciple of Jesus.
这是他真正在他里面一切服事的动力。
So this is the origin, the motivation of all these good deeds.
好，我们来唱这首歌。
Let's sing the hymn together.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
You can sing it in your own language.
英文的这个比较有点挑战。
It's more challenging if you want to sing it in English.
你的眼是否被太多美丽的事物迷惑？你的心是否被太多纷杂的世俗放松？奉献关怀给角落中受伤的灵魂，奉献爱给那些不起眼的面孔。基督的心为心，以他的眼看世界，你身边的人需要你我把冷漠变成爱。以基督的心为心，以他的眼看世界，这世界需要你冷漠变成爱，以基督的心为心，以基督的心为心，以他的眼看世界，你身边的人需要你我把冷漠变成爱，以基督的心为心，以他的眼看世界，这世界需要你我把冷漠变成爱。 我们等做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的恩主，愿意多加的榜样激励我们。
Dear Father, we ask you to encourage us with the example of Dorcas.
让我们总是有愿意的心。
So we always have a willing heart.
在行善和周济穷人的事情上不吝啬。
In doing good and in helping the poor.
也求主帮助我们里面有一个真正的爱心。
We ask you to help us so that we can have true love in our hearts.
更重要的，求主帮助我们做一位跟随主的门徒。
We also ask you especially to make us a true follower, true disciples of Jesus.
好让我们里面有那真正服事的动力。
So that we can have a true origin of motivation from you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
在主席欢迎。